Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is our next installment of a year in the Word. I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba, and it is so good for you to be with me. I thank you so much for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word, and it has been a journey indeed and a privilege to come into the presence of God Almighty and read His Word back into the hearing of His people so that His own Spirit can direct us, can teach us, can show us the way that we should go. Each and every one of us have been purposed in this earth for greatness. And many of us have missed the mark because we didn't understand who we are or who God is. But when we get back to the basics, to an understanding of the Word of God, get back to reading of the Word and to praying in the Spirit and to seeking the face of God, when we get back to the basics, He will give us the understanding that we lack. I praise God for this opportunity, for this time, amen, through this year, through this journey in a year in the Word, amen. This is our Friday-Saturday episode, and we're reading Job chapters 27 and 28 and Jeremiah chapters 7 through 11. That'll be Job chapters 27 and 28 and Jeremiah chapters 7 through 11. I will let you know when we go between Job and Jeremiah, but I don't usually announce the chapters as we go. I just flow straight through the reading. I hope you've been following along. If you haven't, and this is your first time joining us, thank you so much for tuning in. And every bit of this has been archived, so you can go back to January 1st, amen, and join us from the beginning. We are reading the entire Holy Bible through January 1st to December 31st of 2018, amen. And again, as I said, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to read the Word of God to each and every one of you, because all of us are benefiting from it, no matter what we see or even what we understand. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in the midst of us, glory to God, to heal us, to make us, to shape us, to restore us, to reignite us, to regenerate us. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, humbly as we know how. Oh, Lord God, we come humbly into the presence of God Almighty, into the presence of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We come humbly into your presence, oh God. Oh, Lord, asking, Lord, that you look on us now. Lord Jesus, look on each and every one of us right now. Lord, look on us. Lord, we have needs that are great and small in our lives. We have desperate areas, Lord God. We have things that need to be reshaped and remolded and remade, Lord. We have misunderstandings, Lord God, and pain and sorrows, Lord God. We humble all of it for you, Lord God, to give you glory and to give you praise, because you are Lord. And there is no other, and there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory, Jesus. I give you glory, Lord God, because whatever comes and whatever goes in our lives, there you are, amen, maneuvering and reshaping and remolding and pursuing us, Lord God, with all your strength, so that we will be able to enter into your presence in eternity in peace. Oh, God, we thank you on today. Oh, Lord, look at us, Lord. Look at each and every one of us, Lord. And don't forget us on today, Lord God. Heal our minds and heal our bodies. Heal our lives. Heal our marriages. Heal our jobs. Heal our children. Heal our families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, but most of all, heal our relationship with you, Lord.
Heal our relationship with you. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord. We are coming. We're here in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that you might remake us, Lord. That you might pound out, Lord God, the refuse and bring forth a new and tender plant, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that we might be that you called us to be. Please, God, don't let us miss it. Don't let us miss it, Lord God. Don't let us miss our purpose. Lord God, don't let us miss your plan. Oh, Lord God, we're here because we want to be in the plan of God. We want to be that we were destined to be. We want our purpose to flourish in the Spirit. That's why we're here. Reading your word, Lord God, that you might give us understanding, that you might give us knowledge and wisdom, how we ought to walk, who we have, as far as who we are and who you are. Oh, Lord, that you might show us how to honor you, how to reverence you, Lord God, by your word. Oh, Lord, give us that understanding right now in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of your Spirit even right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Our readings are pretty long today. So if you're not able to stay with me, remember it is in the archives, or it will be in the archives. Amen. We are slated for 60 minutes. For this episode, I don't intend for it to take that long, but to the glory of God, we are moving forward. Amen. I am reading, and you are hearing from Job chapters 27 and 28 and Jeremiah chapters 7 through 11. We give glory and honor to God. Amen. As we go forward, and we shall begin reading now in the book of Job. Excuse me. All right. Job chapters 27 and 28. As God lives, who has taken away my justice, and the Almighty who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me and the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak with wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should say you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemy be like the wicked, and he who rises up against me like the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he may gain much? If God takes, will God hear his cry? When trouble comes upon him, will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call on God? I will teach you about the hand of God. What is with the Almighty I will not conceal. Surely all of you have seen it. Why then do you behave with complete nonsense? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors received from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and for his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those who survive him shall be buried in death, and their widows shall not weep. Though he heaps up silver like dust and piles up clothing like clay, he may pile it up, but the just will wear it, and the innocent will divide the silver. He builds his house like a moth, like a booth which a watchman makes. The rich man will lie down, but not be gathered up. He opens his eyes, and he is no more. Terror overtakes him like a flood, a tempest steals him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls against him and does not spare. He flees desperately from its power. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Man puts an into darkness and searches every recess for ore in the darkness and the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from people in places forgotten by feet.
They hang far away from men. They swing to and fro. As for the earth, from it comes bread. But underneath it, it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the source of sapphires, and it contains gold dust. That path no bird knows, nor has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. He puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountains at the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the streams from the trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. But where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me, and the sea says, it is not in me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does its wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind and an apportion for waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolts, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it. Indeed, he searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. I have read from Job chapters 27 and 28. Now we shall commence into Jeremiah chapters 7 through 11. Amen. Jeremiah the prophet. The word that came to Jeremiah the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Blessed be
people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will be burned, and it will burn and not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat, for I did not speak to you, to your fathers, or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backwards and not forwards. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even set you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline to their ear. Yet they did not obey me or incline to their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away, and take up lamentation on the desolate heights. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their command, nor did it come into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury in Tophet until there is no room. The corpses of this people will be food for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of its princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. They shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, which have loved and which have served, and after which they have walked, which they have sought, and which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. Then death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of those who remain of this evil family, who remain in all the places where I have driven them, says the Lord of hosts. The peril of false teaching is the heading. Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, will they fall or not and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? Why has this people slidden back? Jerusalem is in a perpetual backsliding. They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I listened and heard, but they did not speak aright. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his own course as a horse rushes into the battle. Even the stork in the heavens knows his appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribe certainly works falsehood. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them, because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall in the time of their punishment. They shall be cast down, says the Lord. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grapes shall be on the vine, no figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter the fortified cities. Let us be silent there, and the Lord, our God, has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, but there was trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, and they have come and devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell in it. For behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. Sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Listen, the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger and their carved images with foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go with them. And they are all, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone takes heed to his neighbor and do not trust any brother, but every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them. For how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will take up a weeping and wailing for the mountains and for the dwelling places of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up so that no one can pass through, nor the birds of the heavens and the beasts have fled. They are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a den of jackals. I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness, so no one can pass through? And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it. But they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts, and after Baals, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them among, I will scatter them also among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them, the Lord of hosts. Consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for skillful wailing women, that they may come. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How we are plundered. We are greatly ashamed because we have forsaken the land, because we have cast out of our dwellings. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor a lamentation. For death has come through our windows, has entered our palaces to kill off the children, no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer on the streets. Thus speak, thus says the Lord. Even the carcasses of men shall fall as refuse on the open field, like cuttings after the harvester, and no one shall gather them. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and the uncircumcised, Egypt, Judah, Edom, and the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the furthest corners, who dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in heart. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the ways of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of his hands of the workmen with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them. They cannot do evil, nor can they do good, nor can they do any good. Inasmuch as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine, silver is beaten into plates. It is brought from Tarshish, gold from Euphrates, the work of the craftsmen and of the hands of the metalsmith. Blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the heaven, from the earth, and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the word by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens at his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings the wind out of his treasury. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by an image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares from the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them, that I may find it so. Woe is me, for my hurt, my wound is severe, but I say truly, this is an infirmity, and I must bear it. My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore, or set up my curtains. So the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of jackals. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in a man who walks. It is not in a man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury on the Gentiles who do not know you, and on the families who do not call on your name, for they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him, and consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear the words of this covenant and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God, that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey as it is this day. And I answered and said, so be it, Lord. Then the Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, obey my voice yet they do not obey or incline their ear, but everyone following the dictates of his evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done. And the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will surely bring calamity on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, you have set altars to that shameful thing, altars to burn incense to Baal. So do not pray for this people or lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the day that they cry out to me because of their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, having done lewd things with many, and holy flesh has passed from you? When you do evil, then you rejoice. The Lord called your name green olive tree, lovely and a good fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire on you, and its branches are broken. For the Lord of hosts doom against you for the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. Now the Lord gave me knowledge of it, and I know it, and you showed me their doings. But I was like a docile lamb brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised schemes against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But, O Lord of hosts, you who judge righteously, testing the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. And to you I have revealed cause. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hands. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, and their sons and their daughters shall die by famine, and there shall be no remnant of them. For I will bring catastrophe on the men of Anathoth, even the year of their punishment. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 27 and 28 and Jeremiah chapters 7 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears, and most of all the doers of his word, to sanctify the truth in our hearts. Oh, people of God. Oh, listeners, those that do not know him. Oh, it behooves us to turn back to the true and the living God, who is always pursuing us. Through this entire reading, I could not stop crying. Because, oh my God, my heart is so heavy for the people of God and for those that do not know him. This is a time of turning. It's a time of turning. The Lord is giving us an opportunity to turn back to him. Take this time to turn back to the Lord. He loves us so much that he sends us warning. Look at the warning he was sending to his people, Israel. He sent them warning after warning after warning. All these warnings came came and they still did not turn. And the Lord finally had to tell them, okay, that's enough. I've sent you warning after warning and you would not hear me. I'm sending my prophet before you and you will not hear him. And now I have to put my foot down so that you know that I am a righteous God and I am just and I will do what I say I will do. But he sent them warning before he did all those things. Oh, I hear from so many people saying a loving God wouldn't do such things. But God is a loving and a just God. And he is not a man that he should lie. He will keep his word. If he says thus and so shall be. So Israel and the children of Judah, they went through many things because of disobedience, not because God didn't love them, not because he did not warn them. He sent them warning after warning. He blessed them, blessing upon blessing, even while they disobeyed. And he sent them warning. He sent prophets, and they killed his prophet. Warning and sent blessing after blessing and sent hope after hope to a people that would not hear. Oh, people of God, let us not be a people that will not hear. Oh, Lord God, have mercy upon us even right now. Open our eyes, oh God, that we see, and our ears that we hear, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to see what is happening all around us. Make us sensitive to your spirit, sensitive to your moves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let us miss it. Hear the cry of the Lord on today. He is crying out before you. He is knocking on the door of your heart. He is beckoning to you. Amen. He sent prophet after prophet. They killed him. They didn't listen. And he continued to sin until he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us. He sent himself to be the perfect sacrifice for us. That's love. That is love. From Genesis to Revelation, this is the most magnificent love story ever told. The God of creation, the great I am, the God of the universe, the only living God. He has pursued us from the very beginning. He created us. We failed, and he continues to pursue us, to turn us back so that we will be that we were purposed to be. We were always purposed to commune with the God of the universe, just like Adam did in the beginning. Oh my God, that relationship was so innocent and so beautiful. I want to commune with God like that, just like that. I want him to be able to speak to me at any time, and I just do it because I know it's God. Because I know that everything he has for me, it is good. He doesn't have any evil set aside for any of us. He has purposed us for good. And he is pursuing you so he can give you that abundance that he's purposed you to have. Say yes to the Lord today. Say yes. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I know that if you say yes today, I know he will move in your life and make everything new. He will change your circumstances. He will change your mind. He will change your purview. He will change your perception. He'll change everything. The Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He heals all our diseases, oh my God, and he cleanses us from all of our iniquities and that is what he's waiting to do today. Hallelujah. As we go into Sunday morning, I realize it's Sunday morning in some places of the world where I have listeners. Hear the word of the Lord today. Hear the knock of Jesus. He is pursuing you. That's why you feel the way you do. He's pursuing you. Let him in. This is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Today is a time of turning. Today, the Lord wants to move in a miraculous, in a miraculous way. That's the word. In a revelatory way, in a miraculous way. He wants to show you something. Show you. Let him do it. I have an expectation in my life, in the atmosphere, in my home. God is. The suddenlies are coming forth. Suddenly, things are going to happen that we have been waiting for a long time. Suddenly, we are healed. Suddenly, we are delivered. Suddenly, breakthrough is going to break out. Glory to God. Suddenly, say yes. Yes, Jesus. Thank you to the Lord today for you. And yes, he does know you by name. He knows your life. He knows your circumstances. He knows the everything surrounding your birth and every day that you have lived. He knows the sorrows that you have endured. He knows the pain. He knows the part of you that feels invisible like other people can't see. He sees you today. The Lord sees you. You're not invisible to him. He sees you. And he's always been there waiting for you to know that he's there, waiting for you to notice that he's never left you, waiting for you to turn to him, assumed you. You see, they haven't worked. None of them have worked. None of those other gods have answered because they're not able. They are not the living God. They have no power. The drugs have no power. The sexual relationships, they have no power. The consuming yourself with work, it has no power. All it does is distract you from your pain. But the Lord is here to take your pain away. He's here to dry your tears and to make you to know who you are. You were destined for greatness, not because I say so, but because God says so, because everything that belongs to him is great. Everything that he has created is excellent. And you, he has destined for excellence. You, he has destined for purpose. Say yes to the Lord. Let him be your Lord and your Savior. Let him commune with you. Let him up with you. Be all the same way you were by those other things, and he will show you a different way, a new and a holy way, a new and a delightful way, a new and an abundant way, a new and a living way, a new and a peaceful way. He will do it. Say yes to the Lord. I know you've heard me say it before, but on the day of Pentecost, I love, amen, the talking about, amen, how the Lord taught the disciples, and as he was ascending back to heaven, he had taught them, he prepared them so that he can go out and preach into all the world and make disciples so that all of us would know who Jesus is. And they did that, and because they did that, we know that Jesus is Lord. We know that his presence is real and he dwells on the inside of us who have said yes. Amen. I'm giving you that opportunity today. The Spirit of the Lord is giving you that opportunity today to say yes, just like they did and just like those who they preached to did and just like we did when we heard the word of the Lord. Amen. But before Jesus ascended, he told them to wait in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. He was going to give them power, amen, to be witnesses throughout all the earth to his own people and then throughout all of the earth. Amen. Every nation will be touched by the presence of God Almighty because of this word that was spoken to the disciples. And they obeyed. Glory to God. They waited in Jerusalem just like Jesus told them to. 120 of them waited in the upper room. They waited to be endued with power from on high. And you know, the Spirit of the Lord, it never disappoints. Hallelujah. Because as they waited, they were all there with one purpose. They had one mind to receive that the Lord had promised. And remember, I told you, he's not a man that he should lie. Every word that he says, it is so. It is so. If the Lord said it, it is so. And they knew that it was so. So they waited in the upper room. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I even want to read a portion of it to you today. Hallelujah. The word says, and it is Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. This was that 120 that were waiting in the upper room. Hallelujah. Then appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Because it was the Feast of Pentecost, they were in the midst of Jerusalem, and there were nations and devout men from every nation under heaven, and each of them heard this sound coming forth. And they were totally confused because they heard all those that were in the upper room speaking in their own native tongues and their languages, and they were absolutely amazed and marveled. Look, who are these? These that are speaking are Galileans, and they are speaking in our own native tongue that we were born into. And they knew that these men and these women were not educated men and women. They did not learn these languages from educators and from great scholars. The Spirit of the Lord, amen, and moved in the midst of them. And among them stood up Peter, glory to God, and he began to preach his first message, amen, and he began to say to them, and it came to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Glory to God. They were seeing the manifestation of the words that were spoken by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament coming to pass in their day. The Spirit of the Lord prophesied that they would speak in another tongue. He said, with stammering lips and an unknown tongue, will I speak to this people? It was prophesied. Glory to God, and it was coming to pass. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is that living water, amen, that they began to partake of. And he began to proclaim Jesus to them, the one whom they had crucified. And he went back even through their passages of Scripture and made them to remember, because these were those that were studiers. I mean, they knew the Word of God. It was passed down to them, even though they did not obey it. It was passed down through their generations. And they recognized the Word of the Lord and the words of David concerning the Lord and the prophecies that had gone down through the generations. They recognized it, and then they understood that this was the Christ that was among us. And this is his spirit that has been poured out upon those 120 that waited to be endued with power from on high. So when Peter finished preaching his very first message to the people, this is what they said. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Oh my God, I can't believe I just did all this. They recognized the word was true. Hallelujah. And said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. And I said all of this just to get to that point. And Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Say yes to the Lord. This is the way to him. Amen. Peter preached it, and we are continuing to spread the gospel of peace. Amen, everyone. Amen. To as many as the Lord our God has called, and he is calling you on today, else I wouldn't be here right now. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and the Spirit of the Lord will come in you, and he will manifest his presence. Amen. When the supernatural God comes into a natural being, the supernatural has to take place. Amen. And the Lord will speak through you, and you will, hallelujah, be able to live in his presence. You'll be able to hear his voice and recognize that it is God, and you will be able to live according to his standard. He will be your God, and you will be his people. Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. We don't want to be foolish like those of Israel. We don't want to chase our tails because they walked in circles for years, even in Egypt, because of their disobedience. When it was a straight line, it would have only taken, I believe, 4 days, not 40 years. Done the very same thing. We've chased our tails and done our own thing. Done what was good in our sight, but what is good in our sight is evil in the sight of God. Amen. Let us turn on today. Let us turn, amen, and seek the face of God. He only wants good for us. The good of the land, amen, the abundance, amen, of the land, abundance of life. When Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly, he wasn't just talking about the then and there. He was talking about the here and now as well. Amen. God has good things laid up for us on earth right now. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. Turn away from your wickedness. Amen. And receive the Spirit of the Lord, and he will lead and guide you. Amen. 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 And your life will never be the same again. Never be the same again. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope, amen, you'll continue with me on this journey. Amen. And let this day be the day that you say yes to the Lord. Amen.